I'm glad I get to preach on the Capitol campaign today. Before I get to all that, this past week on Friday, on behalf of Our Lady of Grace School, Mrs. Maureen Chenery, myself, Deb Skinner, received from the U.S. Department of Education our third Blue Ribbon recognition. And so it's just been tremendous. So I was honored to be there to represent. And of course, I did nothing to earn the award. That's the students and the teachers and the principal and all of you. But it was a great recognition. While I was there, it also was inspiring to be in this large room with folks representing some 300 schools from around the country, all striving to help our young people do their best. It was just inspiring. And also, just for your information, on Tuesday, I'll be leaving for Ghana with Maureen Chenery and with John Cassidy so that we can better align some of our ministries and our educational opportunities here with our sister parish, our St. Joseph's and Our Lady of Grace in Ghana. And so I'll be back in time for Thanksgiving, though. So see you then. But keep us in your prayers. I'll be praying for you. Oh, yeah, that gospel. Oh. In the first reading, if you got gospel bad, you always go to the first reading. The first reading is kind of bad, too. It's like gloom and doom. But the last line of the first reading, there will arise the Son of Justice with healing in its rays. There will arise the Son of Justice with healing. You know, after a while of, you know, if it's cloudy for the next 2 weeks, while I'm in Ghana where it's 95 and sunny, low of 85, if all of a sudden the sun breaks out, you want to go out and just like soak up the rays of the sun. And sometimes what we need to remember in our lives is that God who will never be defeated, that God is that God who always says we will always move forward. It's kind of like this. There's a little kid back here. Uh-oh. Did he go? Is Oliver there? They took Oliver away. And the cousin. Oh, well, we got other babies here. And he's gone too. We got one here. All right, here. Can you stand for a second?
Yep.
Are you mom, right?
Yep.
And dad?
Yep.
And that's okay. You don't have to stand because we don't want to look at your child. And much better looking. But anyways, your child's name again?
Madison.
How old is Madison?
3 months.
Isn't that amazing? Like, just look at her.
She might be with me.
That's right. Oh, that's all good. So when you had, having Madison, wouldn't it be nice if all you had to do for the next 18 years is cuddle her like right now? Wouldn't that be like sweet? But she wasn't born just to be cuddled, was she? She was born to become like her parents, like the two of you and grandparents, so that she might make a difference in the world, that she might help the world grow. And so you're going to spend everything that you have to help her to be successful, and not just successful in school and eventually go off to Harvard and become the first president of the United, become president of the United States maybe one day, but more importantly, that because of her learning from you, learning from us, she will know what love is all about, and she'll make that happen. That's your mission. That's why you have her. You don't have her to cuddle her. You will. And Grandpa will go goo goo gaga, and he will, right? But you have her so that she might make a difference. See, all that God gives to us, so that we might make a difference in the world. All that God has given to us as a parish community is so that we might make Jesus Christ known and loved. That's why we have an organ. It's to help us to make Jesus Christ known and loved. That's why 70 years ago, our forebears selected this land that we're on so that we might, as a community, families and individuals and the whole OLG community, help others to know the incredible love and mercy and kindness of God. And so we keep expanding it. Just like the clothes on Madison, don't worry, Father Matthew's doing the baptism, he'll have the name right. Madison, like, you can't just keep the same clothes, you have to expand those clothes. So too for us, as our mission continues to grow, we sometimes have to expand what we're about. So over the last period of time, we've been developing a master plan, and we've been fundraising and developing all that. And so it's been an exciting opportunity for us as a community. This time I want to invite Kevin Gilligan to come forward, who's with the Kevin and his wife, Patty, along with the Fultons. Doug and Cindy have been co-chairing our capital campaign. He'd like to share with us how we can participate more fully. Welcome, Kevin Gilligan.
Yeah, thank you, Father, and good morning, everyone. I have two topics. The first is I want to share the exciting progress we've made already on the capital campaign, and I also want to invite everyone as part of Commitment Weekend to make an investment in our future. But first, I want to say thank you and express our gratitude to everyone in the parish who's taken the time over the last year to learn more about the campaign, and more importantly, to provide input, which has helped shape our plans for our ministries and the corresponding space. I also want to make a special thanks to the early supporters of the campaign who have really helped us get off to a great start. And we are off to a great start. We've already raised $15 million, and we're going to do some great work with that money. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to build a priest residence. And in fact, we're going to start groundbreaking tomorrow. And I think it's a pretty significant milestone that we'll finally have our priests back on, here on campus. I think you should celebrate that, don't you think, Father? And we're going to do some more work with that $15 million. We're going to implement a number of enhancements to our campus. We're going to prepare the campus site for the construction work that's going to come with other buildings. And we're going to build a link building. And the link building, if you've looked at the plans, provides some exciting new ministry space and learning space, which is going to further enrich all that we do here. So a lot of exciting progress already, but there's more to do. The next $8 million that we want to raise, because the total campaign objective is $30 million, the next $8 million is critical because it's the pathway to a new kitchen and a new cafeteria, both of which are sorely needed. And our plan is to use the $8 million, the next $8 million we raise, to build a parish activity center, because that will then allow us to free up the existing gym space for that kitchen and cafeteria that we would build at a later date. And just as a practical matter, we have to build the parish activity center first before we can get on the business of building a new kitchen and cafeteria. And part of my message this morning is that we need your help. We need your help now, like now is today, to get started raising the next $8 million and achieving that milestone. Now, one of the questions that we routinely get is, well, what's going to happen if we don't raise all $30 million? And our answer is pretty steadfast, and that is we are committed to raising the $30 million, either as part of this campaign cycle or over time, because that's what's needed to support our ministries and our current capacity limitations. And I would also just add that as we've put this plan together, we've really tried to be careful not to make it too elaborate, not have anything over the top. I mean, the reality is construction is expensive. Now, if we don't get to $30 million in this go-around, our decision-making is going to be guided by two principles. The first relates to the construction sequence, meaning what do we build and what order do we build it in? And the principle there is we're going to do what's ever most cost-effective for the parish. We want to be fiscally responsible. The second principle is the use of the space. So as we build new space, how will we use it? We're going to use it based on the priorities of our ministries. And that means we may temporarily house certain ministries in different places until the entire construction project can be completed. There's another important principle that's guiding our work and guiding the campaign, and that's where all of you come in, and that is our participation rate, meaning the number of parishioners that contribute to the campaign, is just as important as achieving the financial goal. And I just would remind everyone, this is our parish. The plan we're putting forward is our plan. It was developed by fellow parishioners with input from all corners of the parish. So what happens is up to us. We all have a stake in it. And I would tell you, every gift matters. Your gift matters. And together, if we all pull together, we can achieve this goal. So that brings us to today, Commitment Weekend and Commitment Sunday. And you'll notice in your pews, the people on the end, there's envelopes. In those envelopes are pledge cards. Everyone should have received a letter from Father with a pledge card at your home. So I would say, if you've already turned it in, thank you. If you have it with you today, we're happy to take it today. But we also want to ask everyone to fill a pledge card out today. So if you haven't given, it's an opportunity to do so. So let's pass those out. If we could just pass them up and down the pews.